1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Friday, December 12th, 2025 edition. Again, I want to thank Devin Lawrence and Jonathan Deek for getting the podcast fully restored back on our show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. They are all there. So greatly appreciate that effort. It has been rebuilt and is on a new server, and I greatly appreciate that effort. Being the last week, it appears that they may be coming back next week for the final legislative week in Lansing. There's all kinds of things happening. I talked about the House Republicans cutting the administrative projects that Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanted. Well, she is potentially looking at ways to work around what the House did. Of course she is. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration and legislative Democratic leadership have their legal eagles assessing their options on how to derail the $644.9 million in work project cuts that House Speaker Matt Hall and his Appropriation Committee made Wednesday, with some specific avenues being explored. One option is to declare the law that Hall used as being unconstitutional, either with the backing of our current Attorney General, Dana Nessel, giving an opinion, or a legal counsel's opinion that would therefore make the issue subject to litigation, according to one source. Now, what law is it specifically that Governor Gretchen Whitmer, being an attorney and having her legal eagles trying to research whether she's reaching out to the Attorney General for an opinion or a legal opinion, what law are they talking about? Well, the Republicans, Speaker Matt Hall, used Section 451A of the Management and Budget Act that gives either the House or the Senate Appropriations Committee the power to reject work projects within a certain time frame. Now, of course, these cuts would not have been made through the Senate Appropriations Committee because that's controlled by Democrats. There's a one-seat majority in Lansing in the state Senate. We normally have 38 state senators. Well, one of them resigned way back in January 1st, actually, of this year because she got elected to go to Washington as a congressperson. The 35th State Senate District, folks, has been without a state senator this entire year. And they're not going to get one until May of next year when this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, finally made a decision to hold a primary in February and a general election in May. Well, because of that, The Democrats have a 19-18 one-seat majority and control all the committees. So, of course, it wasn't going to be the Senate Appropriation Committee to make any cuts. We had to rely on the Republicans and the Speaker, Matt Hall. Well, what followed was the legislature made the decision in the House to cut $645 million in work projects on Wednesday. Why was it done on Wednesday, December 10th? Because the governor, during the deer season, Thanksgiving, fall break, 5:01 p.m. on November 14th, the day before deer season opened, they released their proposed, listen to this number, $2.7 billion in money that was left over from last year's fiscal year 2025's budget, that they were going to spend all that $2.7 billion on special work projects, 47 of them. Well, the Republicans went through the list and found 10 of them that was absolutely immediately a no-go. Tried to stretch it to 12, 13, 14, and then they got so much kickback, they finally left it at the original 10. Saving, like I said, about 25% of the proposed $2.7 billion. Well, the Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer are not happy about it. And so as a result, now, here on Friday, just 2 days after what the Republicans did on Wednesday, are trying to figure out how they can take this to court. Now, this particular law, Section 451A of the Management and Budget Act, okay, gives them 30 days after the projects are announced to be able to cut them out, to cut them out of the spending budget. All of that was followed by the book. But the legislature has lost in court before when it attempted to take action not specifically laid out in the law that doesn't include passing a bill or resolution. For example, the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules process. Now, another option, if the law is accepted as constitutional, let's say that the governor gets an opinion from the Attorney General Dana Nessel or from another legal counsel, another lawyer, and uses it to file a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the law. It goes to court, and the law is found to be constitutional. Well, then the next challenge would be to determine how the House denied the work project cuts. The document that was before the House Appropriations Committee and adopted was the cuts printed in a House fiscal agency analysis. The legislature is able to act on a bill or resolution, but not on a House fiscal agency's analysis report. If they want to argue this point in court, they would argue that the powers beyond the legislature are restricted. They're only able to act on a bill or a resolution. The law that the House Appropriations Committee used mentions a budget office document on work projects, but yet says nothing about the House fiscal agency's analysis. What they're basically saying is this, and I don't know because I haven't read the transcript of the minutes in the House committee's actions, but what they should have done was put up a resolution on the House floor taken a vote on that resolution that would have made those cuts in those work projects. They didn't do that. They did this in a committee. So technically, it wasn't actually an entire vote on the House floor where it would be introduced, supported, discussed, debated, and then the tally board opened up for a full vote of the entire House. So maybe, just maybe, the process is what the governor and their legal eagles are claiming was done wrong. Finally, another option would be to ask the Attorney General to give her opinion of the situation, which would be binding. Now, that's interesting, because that would force Dana Nessel to have to get political. Others are saying one other final last option would be for groups impacted by the cuts to sue, arguing any of the aforementioned points, breach of contract, or any other legal argument that they could make. So, for example, $645 million worth of cuts. I discussed in the story yesterday what those cuts were. Well, they could argue that they are financially harmed as a result of the Republicans' actions in the House Appropriations Committee. Lastly, in the story, if these tactics are tried, House Republicans likely would argue in response that the process they use is exactly the same one they use to approve the strategic outreach and attraction reserve projects. If the work project denial process isn't good, neither is the SOAR funds approval process. Either way, Democrats are not taking these cuts lying down. State Representative Will Snyder, Democrat of Muskegon, said during the House caucus yesterday for the Democrats, "I'm not a lawyer. I don't give legal advice, but I do believe we are facing some potential challenges moving forward." Well, the governor's office isn't happy either. And then they have in this story a bunch of woe is me people coming forward and saying different things. For example, they're hearing stories that of Alex Brace, the executive director of Small Talk Children's Advocacy Center, who assists young sexually abused survivors with a variety of services. He went on to say that we will be severely damaged by these cuts. They were awarded a four-year, $1.8 million grant from the fiscal year 2025 budget. They only used $100,000 of the grant and was ramping up services to use the rest of the money. Well, the Republicans said basically, you didn't use it, therefore you don't need it. And it's one of the cuts. We'll wrap this story up on the other side of the break. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number two. Just wrapping up this story. The House Republicans, House Appropriations Committee denied cut $645 million out of $2.7 billion. 10 of the 47 administrative work projects that the governor wanted to do with the leftover money from the 2025 budget. I'm like, why don't they just mail out checks to us? Take the $2.7 billion, divide it by the number of people who live in the state of Michigan, residents, and mail them a check. Every man, woman, and child, whatever the amount is, here is $2.7 billion with a B dollars back to you, the taxpayers. But no, no, no. Once the money's in Lansing, it gets spent in Lansing. Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing, didn't rule out some type of response to the House Republicans' denial of the work projects. Money that was approved during the Democrats' trifecta back in 2024, but wasn't completely spent by the end of the state's fiscal year budget of 2025 on September 30th this year. We're still working out what the next steps are for today, the weekend, perhaps, said Anthony, noting that under the same law that the House used, the Senate has until Saturday to reject any work project it feels are not necessary or deserving. People are furious. This is not about pork projects. It's about the fact that there's an interruption of services that are unexpected, and it's costing the state its reputation. When you tell a city government that you can build a fire station, or a nonprofit that they can hire a few more people to ensure moms have health care, you want the state's word to be its bond. Well, in response, House Speaker Van Hall said the Democrats had the majority in 2024. And he doubts that there are many, if any, unspent priorities from Republicans in work projects that make up the list from the state budget office. It looks like the Democrats are looking for retribution. Instead, he says Anthony has several projects on the work project list that are benefiting the city of Lansing, her hometown. Well, all these Taj Mahals that she planned on building in Lansing, they're all gone. And I don't feel bad about that one bit. So this kind of looks like pork, if you stop and think about it, contrary to even what the senator said. This is absolutely pork projects. In all, Speaker Hall spent 30 minutes with the press yesterday answering questions about the specific cuts. And he expressed extreme confidence that the House is on sure footing with what it did legally and the process that they used. Patting his back a little bit, Hall said, quote, "I'm a master of the rules and the laws. And as some people point out, I happen to also be a constitutional attorney. So I know all of this stuff. We followed the law, we followed the rules, and we did it right. It's simple as that. Under the law, the House can act unilaterally. That's why this is my favorite law. It allows the House Appropriations Committee to come in and restore the balance of power between the legislature and the governor's office. The administration got caught up using the work project process to push through billions of dollars of carryover spending year after year after year ever since the China virus," of course he used the term COVID, "and we Republicans have said enough is enough. We took out tampons in boys' bathrooms. We cut their illegal alien welfare and they're mad. We took away a lot of their crazy green energy projects, like putting electric charging stations all along the lakeshore of Lake Michigan. We cut it all. The waste, fraud, and abuse, and a lot of it happens to be special pet projects. And now we'll have an opportunity to get a better value for your tax dollars, and the Democrats don't like it." End quote, said Speaker Matt Hall. Well, my question to Matt Hall and the Republicans: why did you not cut all of it and immediately put forward a resolution that the $2.7 billion go back to the citizens of the state of Michigan? Put the Senate Democrats with a one-seat majority on the spot and have them vote on that, saying, "No, no, 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 we don't want the money to go back to the citizens of Michigan. We want to spend that money here in Lansing." Heading into Christmas and heading into an election year. That's my question to Matt.